Well, good evening, everyone. Hope everybody's doing well. Let me thank you first off for taking time to come out this evening to our Christmas cantata. And it's a good time of the year, of course, as we begin to take time to reflect on the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. So again, on behalf of the church, we thank you for taking time to come out this evening for the cantata. I'm going to open with prayer, and then Jeff will be leading us with an opening song. So join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you for the time that we have this evening to reflect upon the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is indeed the Savior of the world. Lord, I pray that you will be with all those who are participating tonight in various areas, whether it be singing, leading with the music, or in many of the other areas in which we serve this evening. I pray that you will be with each and every one. And Lord, I pray that our time will be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, that you'll look down upon the service and be pleased again in what we do. We pray this tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, we're going to give the choir a chance to get up here. If you'd open your hymnals to hymn number 278, Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Dei. Inspire your heavenly song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
song of Emmanuel. This the Christ who was long foretold, though in the shadows of Bethlehem. Promise of dawn, now our eyes behold. God most high in a manger lay. Lift your voices and now proclaim. Brave and glorious, love has come to us. Join now with the hosts of heaven. Come we to welcome Emmanuel, King who came with no crown or throne.
Helpless he lay.
Singing the song of Emmanuel, our God with us. That miracle still stands in the middle of history as the moment everything changed and nothing would ever be the same again.
This is a night like no other has been, no night before or ever again. Be filled with such joy because of what's coming to pass. Since the beginning, the time has been set. Feels like creation holding its breath as the story.
Into the dark.
do our best to imagine the story of that night. As we place ourselves in the moments surrounding the Savior's birth, we somehow find a song to welcome the newborn King. In a distant land, scholars studied the skies and discovered a star never seen before. Believing this indicated the birth of a king, they set off to find him. They followed the star first to Jerusalem and King Herod. From there they went to Bethlehem, where they saw the prophecy of Micah 5:2 become reality before their eyes.
Over mountains and valleys it led them each night, a star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. Rejoice when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy.
his birth, God wrote the greatest story of all time to give Jesus to us.
You could have stepped into creation with fire for all to see, brought every tribe and nation to their knees, arriving with the host of heaven in royal robe and crown, the rulers of the earth all bowing down. But you chose meekness over majesty, wrapped your power in humanity. Glory be to you alone, King who reigns from a manger throne. My life, my praise, everything I own, to Jesus the King on a manger throne. You could have in all your glory into the heart of Rome, showed them splendor like they'd never known. But you wrote a better story in humble Bethlehem, Creator in the arms of common men. You will die for our redemption, and you'll rise so we can live. Glory be to you alone, King who reigns from a manger throne. My life, my praise, everything I own, to Jesus the King on a manger throne.
From heaven to the cradle,
let heaven and nature sing, this is our King.
But the grave couldn't hold him, our God has overcome.
Let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. From heaven to the cradle, from cradle to the cross, let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. But the grave couldn't hold him, our God is overcome. Let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. All hail the King, all hail the King, all hail the King. Glory be King on a manger throne. My life, my praise, everything I own, to Jesus the King on a manger throne. To Jesus the King on a manger
from his his rightful throne and his glory, wrapped himself in our humanity, and came to earth to save us.
For all of the seeking, through valleys and hills, shepherds and wise men, for glory revealed, seems like the greatest journey of all was heaven now searching for the hearts of the lost.
Thank you.
and sent his only begotten Son. What a blessed gift it is to relive this story year after year. It comes with the reminder that whatever is wrong with our world can be set right. Because so long ago, one holy night, a baby was born in the city of Bethlehem. The eternal Word, one with God from the beginning, Emmanuel, he is Christ the Lord.
Sing we the song of Emmanuel, this the Christ who was long foretold. Low in the shadows of Bethlehem, promise of dawn now our eyes behold. God most high in a manger lay, live.
Well, let me take a minute again. Thank you all for coming out this evening. But before we look to finish up in a few moments with one final hymn, let me take a minute to special thanks to Robin and the choir. Join me in thanking them. So if you've been holding applause, now's the time. We're probably all familiar with birth announcements. Today in our modern culture, we have a variety of different ways we announce the birth of someone. For instance, you might have social media posts, you might have email, you might have physical mail, if any of you remember what that is anymore. But one of the interesting things that I find is that the birth of Jesus was announced in some very miraculous ways. In the Gospels of both Matthew and Luke, we have a series of announcements of the birth of the Savior of the world. One of the interesting ones to me is to an unlikely group of individuals, probably the last you would think of that the Lord would have used to announce the birth of the Savior of the world, the Son of God. But within the announcement, there's these three elements, and within those three elements, that is what makes the announcement so special in terms of the birth of our Lord Jesus. And what are they? Well, let me read from you. This is Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." In announcing the birth of the Son of God, the Lord uses an angel to communicate to a group of shepherds. Now, you may not know this. Shepherds were not highly esteemed. They would have been the last people that you went to. And so the Lord uses an interesting group of people to announce the coming birth of the Savior of the world, the Son of God. So instead of using the religious leaders, which is who we would have assumed God chose someone completely, radically different. Isn't that so like God and so unlike us? You see, God doesn't always work the way that you and I think He should, or what we think is best. And so God uses a unique way to announce the Son of God's birth. Now, interestingly enough, did you pick up on the three key items in the angelic announcement of the birth of the Savior of the world? Well, the first one is joy rather than fear. What is meant by that? Well, if Jesus' birth, His first coming, wasn't judgment, then it served another purpose then. For instance, John 3:17 says, "For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him." So at His first coming, His birth would be salvific. It would serve the purpose of salvation. Two, it would be good news for all people. You may or may not be familiar with this, but Jesus was a Jew. He wasn't European like some of the Renaissance painters like to paint Him. Jesus was Jewish, and His coming was not simply to save the nation of Israel, but a foreshadow of the proclamation of the gospel, which would go to all people. Do you know who that includes? You. It wasn't just simply that the gospel, in other words, the salvation message, would go to the nation of Israel. So there was supposed to be joy rather than fear, because there wasn't judgment at the coming of Jesus. There was good news that would be proclaimed to all people. But then the most important one, if you didn't pick up on this one, is that His name, the child, was a Savior. Which prompts the obvious question, well, then save from what? Because the idea of needing a Savior means you need to be saved for something. Very simply, it's this. Jesus comes offering forgiveness of sins by which you're restored into fellowship with God. You see, since the Garden of Eden, man has always been separated in his fellowship because of his sin. And he needs someone other than himself to redeem that relationship. Behold the man Christ Jesus, because He is the one who does that. And so the angelic announcement is pretty simple, isn't it? Joy rather than fear. Second coming would be another story. We don't have to worry about some exclusive group, because salvation is offered to all people. And then we know who the object of salvation, it's Jesus Christ alone. And so my prayer for the cantata might seem a little odd, but I pray that it reminds you of what Christmas is. Do you know what it is? It's the announcement of good news that brings joy rather than fear. It's the announcement that Jesus is the Savior who forgives our sins and restores our fellowship with God. Amen? How is it accomplished, though? The child that we worship becomes a man some 30 years later. Do you know what that man does? He willingly submits himself to Roman crucifixion, which pays the penalty for your sins. Then he's buried, stays in the tomb, not one day, 2 days, but 3 days, rises again, and is now seated at the Father's right hand after having borne witness for 40 days. And do you know what your response is? Belief. You see, when you believe in the Lord Jesus and what he has done for you, do you know what you receive? Forgiveness of sins, which leads to eternal life. You see, eternal life is not doing, it's believing. Because you never could do enough. You could never get up and do enough of what I'm doing. You could never sing enough songs. You could never do enough of anything. It's the simple act of belief. And you say, yeah, but Pastor, I want to do something. Well, you can't. Notice John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of life and into death. The most important thing you can do today is not having listened to the music, but trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. You then have forgiveness of sins and restored fellowship, eternal life, all because of what that child Jesus did for you. I'm going to pray, and then we'll have Jeff lead us in our final song. Join me. Father, we thank you for all the work that Robin and so many others have done in our choir, countless hours that they've put into this cantata. But Lord Jesus, we thank you most importantly that you came to this sin-filled world as a child in the manger who would one day die on the cross, be buried, but on the third day rise again, and you're now seated at the Father's right hand, and we wait your soon return. And you give us the greatest gift when we think of gifts at Christmas, which is eternal life, because you've forgiven our sins by simply believing in what you have already done for us. Lord, I pray that our time has been pleasing in your sight. And now the Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our final song is hymn number 258, Go Tell It on the Mountain, and then Pastor will be back up to dismiss us. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, go. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled, while low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that held our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in the lowly manger, the humble Christ was born and brought
God's salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you, Jeff and Josh. Thank you for playing and all of those in our tech area up there. Well, thank you again for coming out. Merry Christmas. Let's close with a brief word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the time that we've had tonight. Lord, again, Christmas is the time where we remember the birth of Jesus, who is indeed the Savior of the world. I pray that our time has been pleasing in your sight, Lord. And now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace at all times and in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. Amen.